Claire? Claire? Have you seen Chad?
I think he's in watching Podvision.
Figures. Chad? Son? Oh, there you are.
Oh, hey, Father.
Don't you hey, Father, me, son. Did you forget something today, young man?
To stay asleep.
Oh, that's it. Smart mouth me. That'll help. You know you missed Jedi training this morning. Again?
Oh, that.
Well, do you care to explain yourself?
I think I want to quit.
You think you want to quit, do you?
Yeah, I don't like it. It's hard.
Yeah, it's supposed to be hard. Becoming a Jedi Knight isn't for everyone.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Father, because I'd really just rather watch Podvision. Saturday morning holograms are on.
No. Maybe you don't understand. Becoming a Jedi Knight isn't for everyone because not everyone has the Force, son. You have the Force. Do you know who your grandfather is, Chad? Luke Skywalker, savior of the galaxy. Do you know who your great-grandfather is, son? Anakin Skywalker, destroyer of the evil Emperor. You are the next in line after me, son. The Force is very strong with you. I mean, it's in your genes, boy. And no son of mine is going to waste his miraculous gift on levitating Cheetos into his mouth. And always being able to sense where the remote is, even if it is stuck deep in the couch cushions.
Look, I didn't ask to be Prince Skywalker, Dad. I kind of want to be a magician.
A magician? Oh, no. You are not going to waste the awesome power of the Force on pulling colored scarves from your sleeve.
Why not? It's fun.
Why not? Chad, could you please just take the trash out for me?
But Father, Jar Jar and Friends is coming on.
Chad, I'm not asking. I'm telling, son.
Fine.
Not with the Force. I need you to physically take the trash out. I need you out of the room.
Why?
Just do it, please. And take your time. Claire! What am I going to do with our son?
What? He's a sweet boy.
I know he's a sweet boy, Claire, but he's a Skywalker. If his grandfather's only attribute was being a sweet boy, he would have ended up Rancor food. Chad would have never been born. I would have never been born, and you'd have been some stormtrooper's sex hoe.
Oh, you exaggerate.
No, Claire, I don't. You'd be doing lap dances at the Death Star Cabaret or Deja Vu or something like that.
Fine, so you need to stop holding your son up to such a high standard.
He quits everything, Claire. Flight training, translation classes, lightsaber school, soccer, mind control studies. I have spent a small fortune on this kid, trying to stimulate 1 ounce of interest in him in anything. You know what I ought to do? Send him out to Tatooine for a summer. That's what he needs. Let my cousins put him to work on the farm. A summer of repairing droids and cutting the lawn would do him a lot of good.
He'll find his niche eventually.
His niche? His niche, Claire? Last I checked, he's a f***ing Skywalker. His niche is becoming a Jedi. There's no other niche. You know how many kids would kill to have the Force so strong within them? Instead, our son has bitch tits.
Anna Ben Yoda Skywalker. How dare you say that about your son?
Well, it's true, Claire. Between Podvision and Portal Hole games, he never leaves the couch. I don't know whether to ground him or milk him.
Well, you want to send him to camp this summer?
Oh, what camp?
I don't know. Maybe to Kaziak?
You want to send our son to camp with the Wookiees? You're kidding me, right? He will get eaten alive. I don't know if you've ever had a Wookiee wedgie, Claire, but it ain't pretty. It ain't like anything you've ever seen. If they find out little Poindexter is a Skywalker, he'll come back with a bunghole the size of the Sarlacc.
The Solo boys go.
Oh, God, here we go again. Don't remind me. Look, I love her to death, but if I hear Aunt Leia say one more word about goddamn Gavin Solo and his scholarship offers, I am going to scream bloodless murder.
Well, Gavin's got the Force, too.
Yeah, and you don't think Uncle Han doesn't remind me every time I run into him? Bad enough the overbearing blowhard bastard gave me purple nurples until I was 17. Now his grandson's jockeying to take my father's throne.
Oh, it's not going to get that far.
And how do you figure this, Claire? The time is going to come when I will die. Someone has to become king of the universe. Who would you choose to rule the universe? Gavin Solo, gold medal centathlete, or the beloved sweet pork chop Skywalker? Oh, my God, what am I going to do?
You know, it could be just a phase.
A phase. A phase is pretending you're an Ewok, Claire. Problem acne. Listening to goth music. Our son is a big, doughy nerd.
Well, I know this makes you angry, but your father overcame a lot, too.
Of course he did. He saved the galaxy from ruin, Claire. It comes with obstacles, you know.
You know what I'm talking about.
My father was not gay.
I don't know. I mean, 3 episodes and not 1 girlfriend? It's not like he was working at a comic book store. He was a Jedi Knight. He could give orgasms to women across the room if he wanted to.
And what? You're saying he didn't want to?
I'm just saying, 3 episodes is an awful long time for a guy who could have scored any piece of ass in the Milky Way.
You know what? Would you just shut up about this? You're making me angry right now.
He only had 1 kid.
Well, so did I.
Well, you have a low sperm count.
The bottom line is, Claire, we have to get Chad to commit to something, anything, and I could really use your support on this, okay?
Fine.
Oh, hey son. Hey, Chad.
Hey, father.
Hey, buddy. I think maybe you and I need to have an old father and son talk.
I already know how babies are made. In secret and under duress during time of war.
What the hell? No, son. I want to talk to you about responsibility. For example, your mother. She has a responsibility to her bunco league. You see, she made a commitment, and no matter what comes up, she must be there or suffer the consequences of death at the hands of Housewife the Hutt. I, on the other hand, have made a commitment of my own, a little something called keeping the galaxy in order. This is also considered a responsibility. And this responsibility just so happens to be one that will someday, and hopefully not anytime soon, fall in your hands.
No, thanks.
No, Chad, wait, come back. You don't get it. You don't have a choice, son. It will be yours. You're my only heir. And I know things seem peaceful right now, but before he died, my father told me that in Tatooine, they are hiding weapons of mass destruction. I'm thinking about invading.
You better be sure, Dad. If there aren't any weapons there, you could end up looking really stupid.
Look, the point is, Chad, you may be in some uncomfortable positions in the future, and I need to prepare you for that. Wouldn't you rather be prepared?
No, thanks. I'll stick with being a magician. Good talk, though, Dad. May the Force be with you.
Yeah. You too, son. You too. Honey, do you have the Force in you?
No, baby, you know that.
Well, you're about to get some. We really need to try this thing again.